Please turn off your cell phone. Even if it is in vibration mode, please turn it off. And when you wear the mask, please wear it up to your nose to cover it. And please hold wearing mask until you are leaving the church. Let's have a time for Bible verses memorization. Let's memorize Bible verses today. First of all, last week was about forgiveness of sin. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. Verse for this week is also forgiveness of sin. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like a cloud your sins. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 22. First for next week is also forgiveness of sin. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 to 6. Let's read together. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 to 6. Let us pray. Heavenly and merciful Father, we have gone astray and have been living in the sin. We were destined to your judgment and destined to hell according to your wrath. But you have cared us, and you had mercy on us. So Jesus Christ has came here and crucified on behalf of us because of our sins, and he has shed his holy blood to cleansing our sins, and have saved our souls and made us children of God, and promised us hope to enter into the eternal kingdom. And we thank you for all of this. We are here who are all redeemed by your holy blood, and we are here to glorify you and praise you and have fellowship. We thank you for this. Many difficulties and tribulations, there are many, but please keep us so that we can have hope to depend on you more. And please give us obedient mind to follow your will, and also give us wisdom to discern the truth and false, and also give us courage and power to live according to your will, So in this end time, we can live as proper Christian and children of God. Please lead us. If you allow, that this infectious disease can end soon, so we can preach gospel to unsaved souls with more freedoms and with more abilities. Also, brothers and sisters can have more fellowship and receive power to live as proper children of God. We pray for this. There are many churches in the country and also all over the world, and they are keeping the faith despite of many difficulties. Please keep them, have good faith, and please protect them so that they can live safely. Also, will not be interfered to continue the holy mission of preaching gospels. You are giving us words and wisdom in timely manner, and also you are giving instructions which way to go. We believe that in this time you will also reveal your intention and will, that the message that we should receive in this time. Please help us to understand it. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's read Bible, Psalm chapter 107. Psalm chapter 107. From verse 1 to 22. From verse 1 to 22. Let's read taking turns. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And gathered out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them first by the right way, that they might go to a city for a dwelling place. Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. Fills the hungry soul with goodness. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of Most High. Therefore he brought down their hearts with labor. They fell down. There was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their chains in pieces. Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in two. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gate of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that man would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his work with rejoicing. Let's listen to the choir praise. Let's see the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse 19 to 20, I'll read for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you are bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Because of this COVID-19 infectious disease, whole world is in tension and facing many difficulties and also suffering. Our church as well, we have many branches over the world, and every branch is facing similar difficulties at same times. But in this time, we should try even more to preach gospel and try to live for God more. And I heard that even in this situation, there are more and more saved souls all over the world, because all brothers and sisters and all churches are trying hard to preach gospel. But I wish that we can have a time soon when we can preach gospel with more freedom, without any disease, any infections. Every Sunday morning we are learning, continue learning about positions and proper way of life as saved Christians. And today, through the verses that we have read, we will learn in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, that, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? And this part is amazing and even shocking verse, and it has a serious meanings in the verse. The brothers and sisters in Corinthian church, even though they were saved, but according to the chapter 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that they are still belong to the body, that 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3, therefore you are still carnal, for where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? So Apostle Paul taught that saved Christians should not commit sins, but not only committing sins, but even go further, that we should glorify God with our body, that he has this confirmation, and he was trying to deliver this sure message to the brothers and sisters in Corinthian church, that he has told that, do you not know your body is the temple of Holy Spirit who is in you? And before our salvation, we have thought that our body belongs to the parents, because parents has give birth, and we thought that parents has made us, but actually it's not them, they made us. But according to the Psalms, that God has formed us and formed our organ in mom's womb when we were fetus, that our body is actually works and creation of God. We have gone astray with our body and committing sins, but actually we have realized the salvation, the message of salvation and true meaning of life. And also in our body, Holy Spirit has came. So that's why it is said that our body is given from God. That we know that our souls and body and were all bought at a price. So which means our body is not ours, but we are bought at a price, which is holy blood of Jesus Christ. And our body is actually given to us temporarily. So we cannot live with our own will by using our body, because our body is not ours. Before salvation, Satan works in our body. Our corrupted body were worked and performed by Satan, who has authority in the air, prince of the power of the air. But now Holy Spirit has came and living inside our body. So that's why it is described as holy temple of for God, which means that if you knew that your body is holy temple, how can you commit sins? You are committing sins because you don't know it. So actually it's not described that I see you committing sins, so I confirm that you don't have Holy Spirit in your body. But he didn't say that. You don't know that Holy Spirit is in your body, which is actually he is living in your body. And while we are living in this world, God has committed our body to us. And while we are living in this world, we should live for accomplishing the mission and the will of God by using our body. So which means that our body is governed by God. So that's why it is told that our body is given from God. And do you not know that your body is the temple of Holy Spirit who is in you? That one amazing truth is that in my body, Holy Spirit is living inside it. Holy Spirit of God is Spirit of God, Spirit of Jesus Christ. And God is living inside of me, and Jesus Christ is living inside of me. So which means that actually our body is a temple of God. We should know this. We should realize this. And this is so amazing, so difficult to understand and difficult to believe, that God is living inside of me and Jesus Christ is living inside of me, as it is described in Colossians, that I'm not living anymore. Colossians chapter 2 verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So my Lord is actually my Lord who is ordering me. The Christ become my Lord. So before salvation, we were destined to eternal destruction because of the wrath of God, because we have been committing sins. But now after salvation, God has made our body as holy temple of God. And can you believe this? That our corrupted body become a holy temple of God. But with our understandings, it is really hard to believe and it's really hard to realize. But actually, this is a word directly given from God. And as well, it is amazing that we have been saved by the holy blood and we have become a children of God. And God has prepared an eternal paradise for us. And He will lead us into the eternal kingdom. But as Jesus Christ has told to his apostles that I will not leave you as orphans, but I will come again for you, but coming again with Holy Spirit, as a shape of Holy Spirit. In John chapter 14, verse 20, at that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. So our body has a tendency to continue as his own will to committing sins, but actually this is going against the will of God. So do you not know that your body is the temple? This is admonish of Apostle Paul, a sincere admonish, that if you realize that temple means that God is actually residing in my body and he is living with me, and there is nothing amazing that things done by God, and we have believed the other amazing things, but also we should believe this. When we believe, then it will come to realize, come to in reality. People think that I live my own way with my own body, so no one tells me to do what to do. If I go this way, that way, nobody need to care about me. But this is the way of people living outside the world. But now, saved Christians, we are belong to the Lord, and we are not owning our life and our body. We don't have any freedom to live by our own will. We should live according to the will of God. We should die according to the will of God. So, live or death, we belong to God, because we are God's property, that as it is described in Romans chapter 14, verse 8, for if we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. In Malachi chapter 3, that you have stolen the things belongs to God. After salvation, everything belongs to God. If we live according to my will, then it's actually stealing something from God. And this becomes a very serious issue in front of God. Do you think that committing sin is actually based on the standard of ethics? But in Christian way of life, if you live, which is not based on the instruction and will of God, then this is also sin. If you know what is good and if you do not do it, then it is sin. In Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23, that you were bought at a price, do not become slaves of men. Our life is a cost of Jesus Christ's life. He shed blood and sacrificed himself, and he has given us life. So do not become a slave of man again. I should not be a slave of anyone but Lord and Jesus Christ. When this 1 Corinthians was recorded, there was a system of slaves. The people trading people, the slaves, and buying and selling the slaves. So that's why it is described as we are bought at a price. Is it sure? When you buy a house, then you will receive a certificate of possessions. That if you sell this house, then you should transfer your positions, right, of positions to other people, other person, because it has bought by other person. So likewise, all of our the rights of our lives, we should transfer our rights to the Lord and Jesus Christ. And from that point, true way of life as saved Christians starts and begins. If not, if we insist that it is still my own life and nobody can interfere with my life, this is wrong, because our life was bought at a price, so we should glorify with our life to the Lord. And so our life has given from God, and our body belongs to God, and Holy Spirit is living in our body, and the Trinity of God is governing our body and managing our body. And can you imagine how precious our body is? And in the praise song, that I don't have anything but my body, but so I sacrifice my body. So rather sacrificing other things to Lord, but first we should start sacrificing our body and offering our body as a start. So our body should be used to fulfill the will of God and following the instruction and will of God and glorify God. Everything which does not glorify God and does not help and does not do good for the God's will, this is sin. As is described in the Bible, that whatever you do in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31, therefore whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Of course we eat for our health and we eat for extending our lifespans, but that's not the target of our life, our way of life. That's the target and the goal of the people living in the world. But our goal of living in this life is to glorify God. If it does not glorify God, everything is sin. Everyone committed sin and cannot reach to the glory of God. Because we have committed sin, so we could not reach the glory of God. We have lost our title to join the glory of God. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And some people just giving testimony, holy testimony, and about the experience of salvation and how he lived. And after then, what happened? We should see that whether he is living according to the saved Christian, the children of God, whether he is living in the glory of God. So if he wants to do it, wants to live in the glory of God, then what shall he do? Just living according to our own desire and will of body? No. This is very serious message and solemn message, that we are the temple, our body is temple of Holy Spirit. That when we consider and when we meditate the meaning of the Holy Spirit, Holy Temple, which means that Holy Temple is where God resides, where God stays, and where people offering services to God, divine place. A holy place where people are serving God. So that's why Leviticus strived. Every day they stood and offered service while standing still. And in Holy Temple, they do not do anything other than serving God. It doesn't mean that I don't tell you that you only serve God for every time, but actually what I mean is that This is goal of our life and purpose of our life. If we lost our goal and purpose, then our way is lost. So we should learn Bible and pray and having fellowship and love brothers and sisters, and all of this activity, the goal should be the glory of God. So we have gone astray and corrupted, but we were saved and given life, and God made us ourselves as a holy temple of God. So what should we do with our holy temple? That can you commit sin with holy temple where Holy Spirit is living in there? So that's why it is told in Bible. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15, that do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I then take the members of Christ and make them members of Helot? Certainly not. Also, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, that or do you not know that he who is joined to a Helot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. Manasseh, the king of Judea, he has formed the statue of Baal and Asherah and placed them in the holy temple, and he served them. What he has put in the holy temple of God, so God was in anger. So he was captured to Babylon, and he lived in difficulties, but he has repented, so he was forgiven. So if we commit sins, and if we are going to the wrong way, and if we don't repent, and God will just kill us. God, even though God is having mercy on us and giving love, but when we betray his love and when we refuse his mercy, then God will be in wrath and God will judge us with great punishment. In Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 10 said, that do you not believe that I am in Father and Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak it on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Inside Jesus Christ, there was God. And this Jesus Christ is inside all saved Christians. So that's why it is said, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, he who says he abides in him ought himself also to work just as he worked. Because it is Jesus Christ who works. Also, Holy Spirit is helping us to realize his grace, as it is written in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, that for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Also, God is helping us if we are trying to live according to his will. That to do will and to do for his good pleasure. So the person who are leading by the Holy Spirit will understand the will of God and also have a hope to live according to the will of God. And that's why they are saying that whether we live or die, we live or death, all happens, all will be realized according to your will. And if it is in your will, then we will do everything, but if it is not in your will, then we will not do anything. So as we are saved, as saved Christians, and we ought to live to repay the grace while we are living in this world. This is a temporary chance that we can have to repay the grace, the holy grace, with our body and life. God, who has been working inside Jesus Christ, and where is He now? He is now in us and helping us and working with us, working through us. In Garden of Eden, God was with Adam and Eve all the time. They were communicating with God all the time. Can you imagine a great blessing if God is with them all the time? Then it is paradise, actually. But Adam has disobeyed God's words and committed sin. They were evicted from Garden of Eden. And they lived with great pains out of Garden of Eden. So because of committing sins, human cannot, it's not possible to enter into the paradise, but cursed and to be judged with eternal destruction. So we human are formed in with dirt and will return to dirt. God is actually enabled to throw our body and soul into the hell. But God has had mercy to the sinners, so God wanted to save human again. Human has committed sins and have left God, but God didn't left human. God has sent Jesus Christ to save all souls of human. And what is the purpose of saving souls of human? Because that God wants human to be with Him all the time. Israelite peoples are chosen by God. They were captured in kingdom of Egypt, and they lived in slavery for 400 years, and they didn't have any peace and any hope and any purpose of life. They lived in misery. And can you imagine the 400 years? I think it is a symbol presenting all the pains of human in this world. God has sent Moses and cursed Egypt kingdoms and showed 10 miracles and saved all Israel people from Egypt and led Israel people to the promised land, Canaan. Because all humans are formed based on the shape of God, but human chosen to follow Satan instead of God, and the result, because of this, human has been living in misery and difficulties. So Moses was a symbol of Jesus Christ. Moses means safe. And Moses said that God will send another prophet like me later, which is Jesus Christ. Moses has led and escaped, saved the Israel people from Egypt. And Jesus Christ has saved human from the hell. And in the wilderness, what God has done to Israel people, in Exodus chapter 25 verse 8, let's see, Exodus chapter 25, Exodus chapter 25 verse 8, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. God has told Moses to the people living in the wilderness, people of Israel, build a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, which means that God is planned to live together with Israel people. So make a place that I may dwell, which means sanctuary means most holy place, because this should be the place where God can stay together. And Israel people were in great rejoice when they heard that God will stay with them. And they all offered the most precious jewels and precious things, and they built the holy temple, the sanctuary, which is the temple, the holy tent, which is holy place, but actually a shape of tent, because they should move again and again. In, let's see, Exodus chapter 29, verse 45. I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God. And they shall know that I am Lord their God, who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, and I may dwell among them. So God has told the purpose of saving Israel people from the Egypt, because God wanted to dwell among them, try to be with them. All of this for saving us who will live under the authority of Satan and committing sins. But God is planned to be with us. And for Israel people, God has protecting them until the land of, until they reaching to the land of Canaan. But for us, God is also protecting us until we reach to the eternal paradise and a holy kingdom. This is the symbol he has shown as a lesson to us. This is a model to show us. So after Israel people enter into the land of Canaan, King David said, I leave this great place, but where is God? Where is God living? He is still in the tent, still in the tabernacle. I will build a house for him. That was desperate wish of David. God told him that you shed much blood, you cannot construct a holy temple, but you will have son, he will build a holy temple. So that's why his son Solomon has built up the holy temple. In 1 Kings chapter 8 verse 11 said that Solomon has built a beautiful holy temple during 8 years. And after building a temple, and inside the temple, there was a full of glory of God. So the high priest couldn't enter into it. The glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, it says, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 11. And in chapter 8, verse 27, said, God will truly, indeed, dwell on the earth. And behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, how much less this temple which I have built. How can God leave this humble place, which means heaven, and the heaven of heavens, which means most high place, cannot contain Lord, not proper, not enough to enough place to well that God can stay. But this humble place, how can God leave this humble place? In Acts chapter 18, chapter 24, God who made the world and everything in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in the temples made with hands. This is a shadow and a model of eternal paradise, eternal kingdom. In Isaiah said, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? Which means heaven is his throne and the earth is footstool. How can you build a holy temple that I can stay? Who will build for me? And holy temple is a model. In Psalm chapter 139, verse 7 to 8, that where can I go from your spirit and where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. So God is everywhere. He is omnipresent. In Jeremiah chapter 23 verse 24 said, can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and the earth, says the Lord? So God is like this. And how can people make a temple for him? In 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 6 to 7, that if you and or your sons at all turn from following me and do not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will cut off Israel from the land which I have given them, and this house which I have consecrated for my name I will cast out of my sight. Israel will be a proverb and a byword among all people. So if people will not serve God enough properly, then what does it mean if about the holy temple? But Israel people didn't follow the commandments of God, but worshipped idols. So God has sent army through the Nebuchadnezzar from the kingdom of Babylon and destroyed and burnt the holy temple in Jerusalem. This beautiful holy temple built by Solomon was burnt down, and all the houses in Israel and noble houses were all burnt down, and all of the people in Israel were captured into the kingdom of Babylon, and they lived in slavery for 70 years. So after 70 years, as according to the promise of God, God has returned Israel people into the Jerusalem. This is Babylonian captivity. And the second holy temple was built after then. And later on, Herod, the king of Judea, he renovated his holy temple in order to gain the popularity from the Israel people in Jerusalem. And in this holy temple, they did not serve properly the God. And all the religious leaders in the holy temple, they were all hypocrites and they said lies. And even they refused the Messiah sent from God and they crucified him into the cross. And that's why the AD 70, he sent the army of Roman. And again, the Holy Temple of Jerusalem were burnt down with fire. The general Titus invaded the capital of Jerusalem, the castle of Jerusalem. And as it is described that in Matthew chapter 24, verse 2, that Jesus said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left of here upon another, and shall not be thrown down." So you were all destroyed. And Israel people were scattered all over the world and persecuted over 1,900 years, and they suffered Holocaust and all these reasons because of their disobedience and their refusals to the Messiah and his commandments, because God will despise the person who will despise God. And there is no reason that God has mercy on them if they refuse and they despise God. And we all know this because it's written history in recent years. And it is not the over. And because God loves all the people, not only Israel, but all the people in the world, God has accomplished the great and miraculous history and works of saving all people through the death and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So we are all saved because of His grace and His sacrifice. And what is the purpose of saving them, saving us? Because God wanted to stay with us and dwell among us. As it is written in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And verse 23, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." So there are two names. Jesus means salvation, and Emmanuel, God with us. So there are two purposes that God has sent Jesus Christ into this world, because God wanted to save people and try to be with us and try to be among us. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost," which means the souls of human in this world which were lost because of the sins. And after our salvation, we know that Holy Spirit comes into our body and He will make us understand that God is in us and we are in God. As it is written in John chapter 14 verse 20, that "at that day you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I am in you." So after salvation, Holy Spirit comes into us and He will let us know that He is inside of us. This is miraculous things. So this is truth that we should believe, that Jesus is in us and God is in us. So if we live according to the will of God and try to fulfill the mission of God, that He will glorify us and He will lead us into the eternal heaven. And in the period of first commandment, first testament, that the holy temple was a model of holy temple of God, as it is in Gospel of John, that Jesus has told to the Jewish people that in John chapter 2 verse 19 to 20 said, Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up. And this is the important reason that the persecution of Jew were started. At this point, they were all angry because of his mansion, because it took 46 years to build this temple, and how can you raise it up in 3 days? And after the death and crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the apostles understood what Jesus said, because it's not about the holy temple of this building made by stone, but actually our body and the Holy Spirit will coming into our body, and that will become the holy temple, as it is said in John chapter 2:21. But he was speaking of the temple of his body, because Jesus Christ become a body of God, so his body is holy temple. So you will kill me and I will resurrect in 3 days, so my body will become a holy temple. After his resurrection, and after he ascended to heaven, and after he has gone, where is the holy temple? After he has gone, the Holy Spirit has came into this world, and all the Christians, saved Christians, inside them, Holy Spirit dwells in them. And at that time, in Jesus Christ, God was in there. And as it is said in John chapter 1, verse 14, that, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. In Colossians chapter 2, and inside of Jesus Christ, it was full of fullness of God. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 to 24, it pleased the Father that in Him all the fullness should dwell, and by Him to reconcile all things to Himself, by Him whether things on the earth or things in the heaven, having made peace through the blood of His cross. So body of Jesus Christ was full of God, and after Jesus Christ has gone, Holy Spirit came into this world, and inside our body is full of Holy Spirit, so which means the holy temple of God. In Galatians said, when we hear the word and we believe that Holy Spirit came into us, in Galatians chapter 3 verse 2, that this only I want to learn from you, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the Lord or by hearing of the faith? And after Holy Spirit came into our body, that we become a true saved Christians. What is the meaning of Christian? Christian means that the people who has Christ inside them. And in Romans chapter 8 verse 9, but you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if everyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. So Christ lives in Christians. And our lives are led by the Spirit of God. It's not that we become a son of God because God is leading us, but we become a son of God when we receive the salvation, but after the salvation, we our lives are leading, are led by God. For as in Romans chapter 4, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are son of God. Common cuckoo having its egg into other bird's nest, and that mother of the other bird understood that this egg was also belongs to that bird, and after the egg of the cuckoo breached out of the eggshells, it pushes out all the other eggs and break it. And the other bird didn't know that this cuckoo is not actually the his own son or daughter, but actually is raising that cuckoo. And after then, and for the time, when time comes, the mother cuckoo calls the son of cuckoo when it grows up a little bit, and it follows its mother by hearing the sounds of mother. So that's why he said, cuckoo, listen to the mother cuckoo. As it is said, Jesus told that my sheep will hear the voice of shepherd. God, how God leads us by the words, and he leads us into the truth. And saved Christians discern the words of God and follow God. And this is the proof that the kiss of cuckoo belongs to the mother cuckoo, because it discerns the voice of mother cuckoo. And this can be a proof that saved Christians, truly saved Christians, can follow the voice of God, which means they obey and they show the obedience and follow the commandments of God. If saved people, saved Christians, saying that they are saved and they don't follow the commandments of God, then this faith is dead. And if you say that you are saved, but if there is no performance, then this faith is dead. In James chapter 2, verse 26, for as the body without spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. And our body moves because life is in our body. Likewise, we are living because God has given us new life and new mission. And that's why we can live and we can work, we can move. And this is the proof that we are the children of God, we are saved. So saved Christians should not commit sins again with our body, but rather we should offer our body in order to glorify God and try to fulfill the mission of God, as it is written in 1 Peter chapter 4, the rest of our lifetimes, that we do not follow the desire of the body. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2, that he no longer should live it the last of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. Because we don't have enough time to live for the glory of God and to follow the will of God. And we should repay all the graces he has given us, and we should glorify God in our last of our lifetime. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? The you means plural. It's not too individual. When Bible is talking about our body, that it was singular, but now in this context, that the you means a group, a plural. That you are the temple of God, and Spirit of God dwells in you. And saved Christians, as it is written in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, that endeavoring to keep the unity of spirit in the bond of peace, that we become a one body because we received one spirit, one Holy Spirit. Saved Christians are united by the Holy Spirit, and we should keep the unity of this Spirit. So after salvation, we are one because we have one faith and one hope and one Father and one purpose of life. And that was made by Holy Spirit. And it is a body of Christ. And also in other words, the Holy Temple, which Holy Spirit dwells in it. So, do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? Some say that. Yeah, it's just saying, and it cannot happen. Do you think so? Do you despise and underestimate the capacity and the power of God? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So, temple of God should be holy, so the saved Christians. Actually, the church means ecclesia, which means separated groups. And this group was bought by a price, by a holy blood of Jesus Christ. And they were different, a holy group of people. Saint means a holy group of people, of saved Christians. So which means if anyone defiles the temple of God, this is for the saved Christians. If they defile the glory of God and break and destroy the temple. How? If they live according to the lust of the body and teaching the wrong things in the church and create the conflict in the church. And do you think this is correct? Do you think this is proper to create conflict in the church and destroy the unity of spirit? This is defiling the holy temple. God will not just ignore this. God will destroy it. Saved Christians surely will not go to hell, but God will give punishment and give chastisement. And this is scary verse to the saved Christians. people, some people, some saved Christians in the church boast himself and trying to elevate his position and despise others and insist his own opinion and hurt brothers and sisters and let them down. They don't care about the consequences. It's not proper. As Jesus had sympathy on us, as Jesus had mercy on us, as Jesus had forgiven us, we should follow. We should have gentleness and broadened mind as parents take care of their children. Each and every one of children is so precious, so we should not hurt anyone of the child of God. There will be an ode to the person who let any brother or sister down. We should receive the instruction and governance of Holy Spirit. So we, our group, are the Holy Spirit, Holy Temple of Holy Spirit. We should keep this in mind. We are the Holy Temple of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, we are the Holy Temple of Living God. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. We ourselves are the holy temple for living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God and they shall be my people. Even though Holy Spirit is inside me, but with only myself, I cannot live faithful life properly. I cannot preach gospel efficiently. I cannot do it, but we can do it. As a congregation, it has meaning. That God said, I will dwell among them and walk among them. Which means God is working in the group of saved Christians. So we should not leave the group of this holy congregation. By myself, I cannot preach gospel. I cannot live religious life, faithful life. In Ephesians chapter 2 said, as it is written in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 to 21, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being a chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple of God. And being a holy temple, a dwelling place of God, that we are being built together inside of Jesus Christ. And when I visited San Francisco, the old houses were stick together. They were built side by side. They were not isolated. And I asked why it is like this. And people replied me that there are many earthquakes in a year. If it is isolated and built individually, then it's high risk of being breaking down. But if it is stick together, then there is low risk of breaking down. So likewise, the church in the Korea, church in USA, church in Europe, church in Latin America, church in Africa, wherever you are, in Busan, in Seoul, in Gwangju, in Sungcheong province, everyone, we are connected together as all the parts and particles of the building are built together and fitted and connected into one building, that each and every one of brothers and sisters are connected inside of the body of Jesus Christ and become a one holy temple. So that's why it is not completed yet. It is why it is described that it is being built, trying to become, it's being become a holy temple. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 to 5, coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God, and precious, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, and offer up a spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So we are actually living stone, and we are following Jesus Christ. He is chief living stone, but upon receiving salvation, we become a living stone, and living stone should be connected together. If it is isolated, it's not living stone, it's dead stone. Dead stone. When we see the people piling up the stones and making altar, when we see the mason, they build up, they don't cut every stone, but they pile up each stone according to their own shape, their different shape. This is true technique of the masons. If they just cut off in just one format, it should be much easier, but they don't do it like this way. They try to fit in together by its own shape. So living stones can be connected because those are living. And those people who are not saved cannot join this. So we are being built into a holy house, holy temple of holy God. That holy temple is now being built. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Where the power comes? From ourselves? No. As you know, Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Apostle Paul has been saved and become apostle directly from directly chosen by the Jesus Christ, and there are none other people in the Bible. And Philippians said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That we can say that the power is which is working among us, that I can do exceedingly abundantly what I wish and what I desire. What is it? That how can I satisfy? How can I please God? How can I preach gospel? How can I make more people to be saved? Our desperate wish, our desire to preach gospels. And there is actually fires in our mind. I can see it in brothers and sisters because of these difficulties of infectious disease, that we cannot preach gospel with much freedom. But even in this time, we should remind ourselves what is the wish and what is true desire of ourselves. That the capacity working among us. And this is holy temple. That holy temple cannot be built by one single stone. Actually, Holy Spirit is working spirit. So God is working through a group of saved Christians. So inside the group, I should belong to that group. So we should become a living stone of the Holy Spirit, which is being built. We should be a part of Holy Temple. In Romans chapter 12, verse 5, said Jesus has been explaining about Sabbath. And he said that holy priest doesn't have any sin, if he preached the Sabbath in Holy Temple, because Holy Priest is serving God all the time, every day, and there is no Sabbath, there is no rest in serving God. So likewise, we are the Holy Priest in Holy Temple. I have explained to you about the Holy Priest, because Holy Priest is serving God in Old Testament era. The Holy Priest has been appointed only among only special peoples. That all the saved Christians, now all the saved Christians are holy priests. But now it was specially appointed from special peoples. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, that "But you are the chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim a praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." So we all become a holy priest after our salvation. So we become a member of the church. I follow the words of the Lord, and I love brothers and sisters, and I serve God, being in a unity of spirit. And all of this activity in our life is activity being done by the Holy Priest in Holy Temple. In Colossians chapter 3, said that whatever you do, do not do it as you serve man, but do it as you serve God. And I see every day, every Sunday, after sermon, brothers and sisters cleaning this auditorium and cleaning the toilet. Actually, nobody is ordering that, but they are doing this with much pleasure. And I see also the sisters serving and sacrifice in the kitchen, and in different shape and different activities, all brothers and sisters are sacrificing themselves. And all of these jobs and all of these activities is works of Holy Priest in Holy Temple, because it is to serve God. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 to 24, that whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward from inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Let's see Revelation chapter 7, verse 15. Revelation chapter 7, verse 15. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple, and he who sits on the throne will dwell among them. This place is in front of God, the throne of God. And when we see the verse 14, I said to him, "Sir, you know." So he said to me, "There are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb." And who are ascended before tribulations and saved before tribulations. And there are a great congregation, uncountable number of people. They are in front of the throne of God. And these people serving God day and night in front of the throne. But I didn't know that there was a holy temple in the heaven. But this is not the holy temple of the building, but holy temple which is the body of God. What is the night in heaven? Is there a night in heaven? Because it's also described that there is no rest in hell day and night, which means just a symbolic expression that day and night means all the time without any without stopping it. Day and night means all the time. So in this place, God is there in the throne of God. And when we see the Revelation chapter 21 verse 20, that in heaven there's no more holy temple, that God and the Lamb of God become a holy temple. Revelation chapter 21 verse 22, but I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are his temple. So there's no temple built by the hand of man, but actually God and Jesus Christ become a holy temple. So in the holy temple we live and reside forever. In Revelation chapter 21 verse 3 said, that he will dwell with them, God will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. There are three times mentioned that God will be with them, with his people. So heaven is where God stays with us all the time, forever. Which means everlasting holy temple, the body of God. God has led Israel people from Egypt, and there was a tabernacle. And after they entered into the land of Canaan, the holy temple was built, and the second holy temple was burnt out. So because it was not genuine holy temple. Now people saying and calling of the construction of the building of church, saying that offering of the holy temple doesn't make sense because church building is not the holy temple. The holy temple of God is not building, because if you remember the saved Christians, apostles of the first generation, there was no church building because they were persecuted, they were hiding from the Roman armies, and they had fellowship in the attics of Mark and the house of apostles, because which means it was called as church, but it was not the building of church. But it is true, because where the brothers and sisters gather together and be with the Christ, Jesus Christ, and it is church. And where there is a congregation of the saved Christians, and if the Holy Spirit and God and Jesus Christ with us and with them, and it is holy temple. And holy temple is where we live together with God forever, and also with Jesus Christ. And if there is no God and no Jesus Christ in heaven, and it's not heaven, let's see Revelation chapter 22 verse 3 to 4, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. And in chapter 22 is new heaven and new earth. There's no more curse. And throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. And they shall see his face, and his name on their forehead. So saved Christians will serve Lord and Jesus Christ, and we will see their face, because now we cannot see him in face. We just hear the words. We know that he is with him by faith, but actually in that time it will be so vivid, because we will see his face in heaven. We live by seeing his face every day. You want to see him soon? And his Lamb who has sacrificed for saving our souls, who loves us forever. We live forever together with God and Jesus Christ. and before we serve God in heaven, but we should serve Him in this land. How can he serve God in heaven if he doesn't serve God in this earth? If we serve him well in this land, we should serve him well in this land. We should not keep idols hiding in our life. We should not have any other idols more precious than God in our life, because God hates and God will destroy the idol in our lives. We should repent. We should check every point in our life by listening to the word of Bible, so that we should also think about that time in life in heaven that we can serve God forever. And also we should think to glorify God whatever we do, eat or drink. And also we should live according to the will of God and stay in the holy congregation of saved Christians and serve God, which is holy temple of God. And actually, serving God in heaven is actually just joining the glory. It's nothing, there's nothing difficult, and it's not just is rejoicing together. But during this time, we should serve God well. And I believe that this time, when we see God in face, this is so near, and our life is now decreasing. The time is not enough, so we should put more effort to serve God. Let's pray together. Heavenly and merciful Father, we have gone astray and live in the sin, but you have saved us. You have made us your children. And during this life, you never abandoned us, but you have been with us all the time. You have protected us with Holy Spirit, and you have led us into the truth. And you are being with us, and you stay with us until the day of entering into the heaven. We thank you for this. And we learned today that our body is actually holy temple of God, and Holy Spirit is residing inside us, and Lord is actually working among the holy congregation of saved Christians and work through that group. We have learned today, and we confirmed that our body and soul belong to you, and our life also belongs to you. So the rest of our lives, please help us so that we cannot live according to the lust of our body, but live according to your will and glory of God, so that we can also fulfill the mission of God and also work and live properly as a member of Holy Church and serve God well. And please guide us and give instructions so that we can do well. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.